O God, who in the heart of thy holy virgin Gertrude didst provide for thyself a dwelling well-pleasing unto thee, through her merits and intercession do thou in thy mercy wash away the stains from our heart, and grant that we may enjoy fellowship with her through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Saint Gertrude's heart was always, as it says in today's collect of the Mass, a very pleasing abode, a pleasing dwelling for Almighty God. In fact, our Lord said on one occasion, "You shall find me in the heart of Gertrude." And these are very touching words for all Catholics, but they should especially be touching for all of you, the parishioners and the clergy of St. Gertrude the Great Church. You shall find me in the heart of Gertrude. The imitation of the saints has always been a very big part of Catholic life, simply because the saints always imitated Christ. And when we imitate the saints, then we are imitating Christ, in effect, and become Christ-like. After all, we should all be an alter Christus. Father Romola gave a very good sermon this past Friday, and he spoke about the priest as an alter Christus, that is, another Christ. So the priest is another Christ because of the sacred character which is imprinted on his soul as he is ordained. But every single parishioner, every single Catholic, is meant to be an alter Christus in another sense. That is, we all must reflect Christ's virtues and Christ's life in our own life. So we must all be Christ-like. After all, that is why the Catholic religion is called the Christian religion. But for most of us, when we look at Christ and we see all the wonderful things that he did, the magnificent virtues that he practiced throughout his life, we fail to see just how we can imitate our Lord. We think we see God's divinity, we know that he is God, we know that by faith. And when we see all that he did, and we see our own weakness, and our own faults, our own sins, we think, well, how on earth am I ever going to become like Christ? But that is why God gave us the saints. It is for those people who become discouraged that we cannot become like Christ. When we start to think that way, we must reflect. God gave us the saints. The saints were much like Christ. They imitated him in all of his virtues. And if we imitate the saints, then we are in effect following Christ. And we see that the saints are all very human. The other day when I arrived here at St. Gertrude's, all of the priests got together and we had a nice meal. And during the meal, the subject of the saints came up. And it was said about St. Gertrude that she was quite human. She had her own faults. And the fault that was mentioned was that she was a little bit too outspoken. She always had to express her opinion. So she had her human side. But despite all of her faults, God loved her, and he still said, "You shall find me in the heart of Gertrude." Think about that for a little bit. Despite all of her faults, she still became a saint. She still pleased God. So despite all of our faults, we can still become saints. And we should, especially we here at St. Gertrude the Great Church, we should try to imitate our patron, St. Gertrude. But of all of the virtues that she practiced, all of the good qualities that she had, the one that I want to speak of today is her devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Because these devotions, the Sacred Heart devotion and the devotion to the Holy Eucharist, are very much intertwined. They go together very much. And one might say, concerning St. Gertrude, that she sanctified herself by means of this devotion. And in fact, it can be said that there is scarcely a single soul in heaven that did not have this devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, at least to some degree. Not a single saint. And so we might even say that we might think that this devotion is absolutely essential for sanctity, and that without it, there can be no true sanctity. We might be tempted to think that way. Devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is one of the best, the most efficacious means of becoming holy, of becoming a saint. Because not only when we receive our Lord, but even when we visit Him, we will end up becoming quite holy. It is part of human nature that we, all of us, seek to love and to be loved. And we seek to be around those people that we love very much. And all of us, but especially the young people, when we are around those people that we love, that we care for, we begin to follow their example. In modern terminology, it is called peer pressure. But the same thing can be applied to the Blessed Sacrament. If you love Him, you will be here as much as possible, and the more time you spend with Him, the better, because His good example and all of His virtues will rub off on you, so to speak. And all because of the love and the devotion that you show to our Lord in the tabernacle. Now all the virtues, every single virtue that there is, exists in our Lord as He is present in the Blessed Sacrament. We see, for instance, His great obedience. He obeys man, the simple priest, as he gets up to the altar and says, "This is my body, this is my blood." Our Lord descends from heaven, and He obeys His priest. We see our Lord's great humility. He hides all of His splendor, all of His majesty, and He hides them underneath the veil, the appearances of bread and wine. We see as well His infinite charity, for He is here for our sake. He is here to show that He loves us, and He is here to ask that we in turn love Him. We see His great zeal. For every day, on this very altar, our Lord sacrifices Himself in the Holy Eucharist for your sins and for mine, for our salvation. And also, He practices great patience, because He dwells here, as I have said, and as all you all well know, He dwells here day and night. All the time He dwells. And yet this church, most of the day, is quite empty. He is here for our sake, and yet we neglect Him. How patient He truly is with all of us sinners. So virtue after virtue is found here in the Holy Eucharist. So get away from your television set, get away from your radios, and take some time apart from your friends, from your family, and visit our Lord. Show Him that you do indeed care about Him. Our Lord is not in the Blessed Sacrament to judge us. He is not here to condemn us. He is not here to punish us. He is here because, as it says, His delight is to be with the children of men. That is why He is here in the Holy Eucharist. That is why He is here all the time. Ego cogito cogitationi pacis et non afflictioni. I think thoughts of peace, not of affliction. Those are the words of the introit for the last Sundays after Pentecost. And truly they can be applied to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. I think thoughts of peace, not of affliction. So our Lord does not want to scare us away. So He's not there as a judge. He is here as a friend. He is here as a benefactor. He is here as a brother. He is here as our Savior. And He invites us every day to spend some time with Him. He wants us to receive Him devoutly in Holy Communion too. And there are some who do not fear to approach the communion rail and receive our Lord on their very tongue and into their very heart. They don't fear to receive Him, even though they have lived lives of mortal sin, and that they have mortal sin on their soul. And that is a sad thing, but it is also quite sad to see that there are many devout souls who are already in the state of sanctifying grace, who, without any reason at all, fear to approach our Lord and to receive Him in Holy Communion. That is a very sad thing. They think that they are too unworthy, that they are such terrible sinners, and that they are not worthy to receive our Lord. But that is the Jansenistic approach. We don't have to be saints to approach our Lord. We approach our Lord in order to become saints. And that is something always to remember. All our Lord requires is that we be in the state of sanctifying grace, and that we have a purity of intention, that of serving God with all our heart, and to the best of our abilities with the help of His grace. St. Gertrude once planned on abstaining from Holy Communion herself. And during that Mass, our Lord came to her and said, "How then, if you omit this communion, will you make due recompense to my saints who have made such offerings for your sake?" And she remained silent. She had no answer for our Lord. And later on during the Mass, actually during the offertory, as the priest was offering up the host, St. Gertrude had a very great desire to know what offering to make to the Eternal Father. And Christ again spoke to her and said, "If you prepare yourself to approach the life-giving sacrament of my body and blood today, you will obtain the sweetness of my love and become united to me, even as gold is to silver, and thus you will possess an amalgam which will be worthy to offer to the eternal praise of God the Father, and acquit yourself of the gratitude which you owe to all the saints." And on that same day, another sister of the same convent decided that she too would abstain from Holy Communion. And after our Lord had just spoken to her about that she should not do that, St. Gertrude asked God why He permitted this other sister to have the same temptation. And our Lord responded quite bluntly, "What can I do for her, since she has herself so covered her eyes with the veil of her unworthiness that she cannot possibly see the tenderness of my heart?" Those are words for meditation. That is a good lesson for us all. If we're in the state of sanctifying grace, we should, as much as possible, come to Mass. We should, as much as possible, receive our Eucharistic King, because many blessings come from this great act. In Holy Communion, remember, we receive the most precious of all the treasures that exist. We possess the heart of Jesus. And it is by means of this heart, as was revealed to St. Gertrude, that we can receive any blessing that we ask for. All we have to do is offer this heart to our Lord. The words of our Savior to St. Gertrude are these: "Whenever you desire to obtain anything from me, offer me my heart. I give you this special mark of friendship, that it shall be presented to whomsoever you pray for, that he may be given whatever he needs." This, my dear Gertrudians, is a promise of our Lord to your own patron saint. And He will not revoke this promise. He will not refuse you anything if you ask it by means of offering up His own sacred heart. So do that as much as possible. If you wish for the conversion of a loved one, conversion of a son or a daughter, perhaps, offer to Jesus His own sacred heart for that person's conversion. When you pray for the church or for the clergy, offer up the heart of our Savior. When you pray for your own salvation, offer up the heart of Jesus and all of the rest. Whenever you pray, do that as much as possible. Offer His heart to our Lord. And I borrowed a certain prayer concerning this devotion. I'd like to read it to you. And if you can pick up a phrase or two and remember it and say it from time to time during the day, it is very efficacious. It says, O Jesus, I offer thee thy heart. O Jesus, I offer thee thy adorable heart, which in its omnipotence has the power to help me. I offer thee thy loving heart, which from the fullness of its compassion longs to assist me in my need. I offer thee thy merciful heart, which in its pitying love yearns to break the chains of my sinfulness and strengthen my weakness. I offer thee thy heart, the inexhaustible treasury of grace, imploring thee to grant my petition. So, in conclusion for this sermon, our Lord, just as he said to St. Gertrude, or about St. Gertrude, you shall find me in the heart of Gertrude, it can be applied to this church, too, which has the name of St. Gertrude. You shall find me here on the altar of St. Gertrude. Christ lives on your altar. You all know that by faith, but I think that many times we forget. We forget to live according to our faith. We forget to live in this way, that we are devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. That is the greatest thing that exists on the face of the earth. That is the greatest thing. And yet, our churches are empty during the day. Our masses, we get a handful of people. We should be very grateful to have what we have, especially in these times of Vatican II. Christ offers himself as well on your altar for your sake. Come and adore him, at least today, during these last few hours of the 40 hours devotion. And if you wish to find our Lord, you will find him in two places, in the heart of Gertrude and on the altar of this church. So resolve today to cultivate these two devotions. The devotion to St. Gertrude, for if you remain close to Gertrude, you will remain close to Christ because he dwells in her heart. And cultivate a special devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, for the more we are with him, the more we become like him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.